listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Fritz Wenzel, Director of Communications for Zogby International, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. For the next several minutes, we want to talk to Fritz about the latest Zogby numbers, both nationally and in the critical battleground states. And Fritz, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Greg. Thank you.
Well, folks can certainly go to your website, zogby.com, and right there on the homepage is the daily tracking poll. And over the past few days, it's gotten a little bit closer. It's now less than 5 points in the lead for Barack Obama. He's under 50%, but he has been ahead for the longest time now, ever since he's pretty much taken control during the economic crisis of this race. Is there any reason for the Obama campaign to be nervous about the tightening numbers, or is this just part of the ebb and flow of the campaign?
Well, it's both, frankly. Obama should be a bit nervous because the numbers are down from 12 points to 4 points. Anytime that happens in a short period of time, as it has in this case, you've got to be a little bit nervous. McCain is hitting on all cylinders right now as he talks about an economic message and a reform message. These are the same arguments he made right during the Republican convention and afterwards when he actually got a bit of a lead over Obama. He's finally returned to this, but it's troubling for the McCain campaign because they lost a week last week when they were talking about William Ayers and other associations of Barack Obama. Now they're starting to make up ground, and the question is, was it too late for them to make that change? But right now it's a pretty close race, and we still are showing about 12 to 15% who are either undecided or are soft supporters of one candidate or the other who could still change their mind before Election Day. So we are far from done in this presidential race.
Take us inside the soft numbers, if you can, for a little bit here, Fritz. What is it that has not either convinced them that the candidate they're leaning toward is the one they're going to vote for, or they haven't even made up their mind at all, given the incessant attention this race has gotten over the past several months?
It has gotten an enormous amount of attention. We show 6.3% yet undecided, but that's up from 4.9% just the day before. And typically what happens in a political race is that when people are in the process of moving from one candidate to the other, they seldom jump right across to the other camp. Usually they take a little time and go into the undecided column and kind of think things over, and then move to the other candidate, or in many cases, they move back to the previous candidate. But it's almost always a two-step, and that's what we're seeing here. We've got 6.3 undecided, and another 6 to maybe 10% who are soft supporters who could become undecided or could just decide to stay where they are right now, but they're wavering. And these are independent voters. They're mostly white voters. And they're mostly middle-aged to a little bit younger, maybe 25 to 54-year-old voters where we find most of these undecided.
Two-part follow-up here, Fritz. Are a lot of these people then essentially apolitical, and then every 2 or 4 years they kind of tune in for the last couple of weeks to see how they think they ought to vote? And secondly, if these people are still waffling, what percentage is just likely not to even vote?
Well, not a very high percentage. Most of these people will go to the polls, because there has been so much attention on this. There's a general sense across the country that this is a very important election for the future of the United States of America. So almost all these people are going to vote. But yes, these are people who don't pay a lot of attention to politics. When they come home from work at night, they don't flip on the cable news channels and consume 2 or 3 hours of political talk or listen to a lot of it on the radio. Instead, they're coming home, they're watching some primetime network TV, they're working with their kids, they're reading to their kids, they're having a dinner. So there are a lot of other things in their lives.
Right now on the Zogby electoral projection map, you have Senator Obama at 286. That's the exact total that George W. Bush had 4 years ago, and obviously that's enough to win. As you look at some of those states that have been battleground states that you have in the Obama column, like Virginia, like Pennsylvania, and so forth, are most of those looking pretty solid for Obama, or are some of the numbers we're seeing in the national survey starting to show up in those state-by-state polls as well?
It's a very good question. None of them are solid for Obama. The one that's most hopeful, though, is Virginia, because he's just barely inside the margin of error there. He leads by 7, and that's got to be the state that most concerns the McCain campaign. In Florida, it's a dead heat. That's a second state that's very important. Obama leads among those voters who have already cast their ballots, but McCain leads among those who are likely to vote but haven't voted yet. And in Ohio, it's the same story. Obama leads by 5, has a big lead among those who have already voted, about 17%. But among the 83% in Ohio who haven't voted, McCain has a 5-point edge. He needs to increase that lead if he's going to catch Obama's early lead among the already voted crowd. But it's still within his reach. But he's got to really press to win Ohio this time.
As you mentioned, Ohio is very much up for grabs. You have 5 toss-up states right now. You already mentioned Florida as well. I believe that another one was Missouri and another was Nevada. In terms of McCain looking at that map, as far as trying to turn a couple of those blue states red, what are his best bets?
Well, he's got to win Missouri. He's got to win Virginia and Ohio. But those are all red states. If he's looking at a blue state, he really needs to win Pennsylvania. If he can win Pennsylvania, then he can afford to lose Ohio, frankly. He can afford to lose Nevada and maybe one other small state like New Mexico, which was red but has every appearance of going blue this time. We're not sure, but it kind of looks that way. Pennsylvania, probably the best bet. Certainly, that's what the McCain camp is thinking, because that's where they're spending all their time. Really, that's the only blue state McCain is playing in right now.
And so we'll see how the polls trend and how the real polls turn out next week. Fritz, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Fritz Wenzel is the Director of Communications for Zogby International, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. Their latest installment of the National Daily Tracking Poll has Barack Obama's lead now down less than 5%. This is Dateline Washington.